Hey everybody, welcome to the Retire with Freedom podcast. I'm Tad Hill alongside my beautiful and talented wife, Toni. This is the show all about achieving financial freedom so you can retire with confidence and accomplish your retirement dreams. Let's get started.
The stock market can be unpredictable, right? And it continues to take us and our hard-earned money on quite a thrill ride. Unfortunately, it's not exactly the kind of ride that most of the people had in mind when they were trying to think about retirement or they are retired.
Yeah.
And when it comes to our nest egg, the money we worked so hard for and saved and sacrificed for retirement, most of us would prefer a smooth ride with a steady upward trajectory, you know, not the roller coaster thing. Yep. And I think that's certainly preferable over that bumpy ride, the unexpected highs and the lows and all the things that are happening currently and continue to happen, and that could turn that nest egg into just a scrambled mess, scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
Right? Instead of a nest egg, it's a scrambled egg. So what do all of these challenges in the stock market mean for people's retirement savings, mm-hmm. and for their nest egg and their financial well-being, both now and in the future? I mean, the question is, what are some of the things we can do to give our nest egg a smoother ride so that when the swings of the stock market do come, because they will,
yep.
and rest assured that they will, that you don't have to ride that emotional roller coaster along with them over and over again. I mean, it's just happening.
Yeah, well, you know, so we're talking about the roller coaster, and we see it with the families that we help. You know, some folks watch the stock market. They're tuned in to
all the
CNBC
money shows,
and the yeah. money shows and all that thing all the time. They're constantly listening to radio shows, watching the television, and they focus completely on the up and down movements of the market.
And that's not living.
You know, I had one client call me right before the election and say, you know, I'm not feeling good about the election. I want to move all my money to cash.
Mm.
And I said, his name's Jimmy. I said, Jimmy, okay, talk to me. And he said, well, I feel like that, you know, the election is not going to go the way I want it to. And I feel like that's going to be really damaging to the stock market, and I want to move to cash. And I said, okay, well, when are we going to get back in? And he said, well, when the timing's right. I said, okay, well, you're going to have to share with me when that is.
Yeah.
Because I don't know.
And you know what? A good plan protects you from having to feel like that, having to be so focused on that. But a lot of times, even with people forget, they get caught up in the drama, and the TV's right in your face.
Right.
Or the, you know, maybe our radio show's right in your car. But, I mean, it's right in your face. And so it's almost human nature to just listen to that and get all tied up in that and get really stressed out about that.
Well, and then I just sat down with a review with another couple, Randy and Paula. And when I sat down with them, they said, how's it go? I said, how's it going? How's everything been going? They go, oh, it's great. You know, you use the term happy as a goose. You know, they didn't say this, but they were happy as a goose. And I said, so what's been going on for the last year? And they said, you know, well, they're telling me about their kids and their grandkids and the trips they took and all that sort of thing. And I said, okay, well, let's start talking through, you know, where we are with your plan. And they said, yeah, you know, we're looking forward to this so we can kind of see where we are. We don't ever pay attention to any of this stuff.
And that's the way it should be. I mean, honestly, if you've got a good doctor, if you've got a good advisor, you should be saying, you know what? They're my memory. They're my crutch that are thinking about this. It's off my shoulders.
Right.
I don't worry about this. And when, don't you think, Tad, when people worry about this, it's because intuitively there's something there when they're working with somebody that they just feel like somebody's just patting them on the back and saying, you know what, buddy, everything's fine. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about stuff. You got plenty of money. And then intuitively they're like, yeah, but how do I know that? What have you done to show me that? Mm-hmm. I mean, how do I, you know, what's behind all of your confidence in my ability to retire well and be okay? And they know that because there hasn't been a plan behind any of it, and they can't see it. People want to be doing things that they enjoy, not the things that, you know, they don't want to be thinking about this.
There's a difference between, hey, you know, your advisor or broker or banker, whoever's investing someone's money. There's a difference between, oh, we've got you diversified. Don't worry about it. Pat them on the head, like you say.
Yeah.
Everything will be fine.
Right.
And you know, the families that we help are smart people.
Right.
Right. Successful people.
Yeah.
That didn't get there by being dummies.
Right.
And so they understand that that's not a plan. That's just platitudes.
Right. Well, and here's the thing. If you don't know what your plan is, if you're just unsure, you don't have one.
Right.
I mean, that's what I told people. You don't have one.
Yeah. The families that we help, they know what the plan is.
Right.
Right. And they know all the work that went into creating it.
Right.
Tad Hill here. I wanted to take a quick break from the podcast to address a common question I get. The question is, how do I get started? And it's a great question, and the answer is different for everybody. Some people are best to come in for a one-on-one meeting out of the gate, but others want a little more information first. That's okay. If that sounds more like you, then listen closely, because we have awesome events and retirement planning courses throughout our local area specifically designed to help you learn how to address your top financial concerns with a group of your peers. At these events, you'll learn what the structure of a good retirement plan looks like, how to address each area of retirement planning, what questions you should ask an advisor, and what strategies to employ, plus a lot more. So if you're concerned about running out of money, you're wondering what's the best Social Security strategy for you and your family, or what kind of lifestyle you can actually sustain in retirement, these events may be perfect for you. Space is often limited, so be sure to RSVP for one soon. You can check out the upcoming courses in the area by clicking the link in this episode's description or by going to AskFreedomFinancial.com. That's AskFreedomFinancial.com. And great news for people that don't live in Birmingham, Alabama, we have recently videoed one of our courses. And so if you would like to get the online version, all you've got to do is call or text 205-988-0006, 205-988-0006, or go to AskFreedomFinancial.com and request a login. I hope to see you at our next gathering.
History shows the market rewards discipline and patience over the long run, Tony. So let's dig into some of the nuts and bolts of building a retirement strategy for the long haul. And for many, the first question is where to start. Well, before the strategy comes the strategists. So with all the moving parts that go into people's retirements, right? We see this all the time, and we talk about how, unfortunately, most of the financial services industry is really just having people talk about their investments. How much risk are you willing to take? How much return are you trying to get? Let's diversify your portfolio. I know we feel this way, and we feel passionately about it, that if you're trying to plan a retirement, you need a retirement planner.
Absolutely.
And unless it's okay with you that you work with somebody that either it's the first time they've done it, so that would be somebody doing it themselves.
Right.
Right. Because we do see some do-it-yourselfers that they kind of fall into two categories, right? One category is, hey, I've come in to sit down and talk with you so that you can tell me everything that I'm doing is okay.
Yeah, they want confirmation instead of information.
But then there's another category, and I'm starting to see this more and more. I've always managed all of this, but that was the accumulation phase, and we didn't need the money. Mm-hmm. We were just growing it, or maybe it was in our 401k, and so I was just making the decisions. Or maybe they've got money outside the 401k, and it's Vanguard or E-Trade or something, and they're doing all of it. But I realize that making the money last, generating income, thinking through all the things that we've got to deal with in retirement is bigger, broader, and deeper than I'm trained to handle.
Right.
I'm not going to say capable of handling, right? I think most people are capable of handling anything with the right amount of education and information.
But some of the handling may be once the mistake is made, once they have suffered through or something's happened that they weren't aware they needed to protect themselves from. Now that they're capable of handling, maybe by reducing their lifestyle or not being able to have as much money set aside for things that they wanted to do because they've got these obligations. It's kind of like the situation where you want to fix your house up and make it pretty, and then that's about the time the hot water heater breaks or there's something that happens to the roof. So you don't want the kind of retirement. I'm thinking folks don't want the kind of retirement where you're stuck with dilemmas instead of options and choices, where it's like, hey, these are the things we could be doing to make it, really, really well, make it go well and be very successful, as opposed to, hey, we're just having to go and clean up the mess that happened. And now we're stuck with a lot less options than we had before if we had done it right the first time.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the consumer's mindset for retirement. For those who have a longer timeline, really avoid looking at the day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month variations in retirement accounts. Like I said, it's just noise.
Mm-hmm.
What really matters is that your nest egg's positioned to take advantage of potential growth, but that there is a strategy designed to help them create retirement income through retirement. There's a difference between growth and income. And so people often talk about, well, I'm invested for growth and income. So I'm kind of doing both, which means I'm diversified. But in your experience with meeting with families, how often does somebody come in and their actual portfolio is designed to generate the income that they need from income producing sources, not from the growth of their investments?
Almost never. I mean, I don't know if I've seen it yet. I mean, almost never. And let me say this. It's not that it's not throwing off some income.
Right.
It is never throwing off enough income.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not even close.
And typically the yield on a portfolio that we see, and when we say yield, that doesn't mean the total return.
That's income.
That's the amount of interest and dividends that somebody's throwing mm-hmm. off. Or sometimes they'll come in here and they'll have an annuity that's going to generate some income.
So all in, what are your investments throwing off in income for
so
you?
I met with a super sweet lady. I'm in the process of doing her planning now. Her name's Vicky, and she works at AT&T, or actually did work at AT&T, and knows several of our clients. And so she has a portfolio that is diversified. It's generate, but the yield on it, which means the dividend and interest income, is less than 2%.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
typical.
But she's got individual investments in there that are yielding 5 or 6.
Right.
Right. So some stocks with big dividends. She's got some master limited partnerships. I don't want to get too technical, but some MLPs that have some high dividends. Some publicly traded real estate investment trusts. Again, I don't want to dig down into the weeds, but she's got stuff that's got income producing things that are in the 6-8% range. So when I said, how much income do you think your portfolio is throwing off? She said, oh, it's about 5 or 6%.
Everybody looks at that number and thinks that, you know, the bigger number, and says that's what the whole thing's doing.
They see a handful of investments in their portfolio that are throwing off income.
And then assume.
And they think that's their average income percentage.
Yeah.
So when we did the income analysis, it was about 1.7%.
Yeah, that's what I see.
She had an annuity that she had that her advisor had gotten for her because she said, I want to reduce my risk and I want some income that I know I can't outlive.
Mm-hmm.
And so the annuity was going to throw off, in this case, about $20,000 a year if she turned it on now. Every year she waits, that income's going to go up, in her case, about 5%. Now, a lot of the annuities that we use, if we use one,
mm-hmm.
the income is going to go up by 8% or so
right.
for every year we wait.
Right.
So hers isn't going to go up as much as the others. But her advisor was giving her advice to go ahead and turn the annuity on
mm-hmm.
so that it would put less stress on her portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
But all she had to do is wait 4 or 5 years, and that annuity payment was going to almost double.
Right.
And I'm like, why would you turn it on now? And she said, well, that's just, you know, he was saying, let's go ahead and do it because we might as well. And I said, yeah, but did he explain to you
what
how it works?
And what you're walking away from.
So yeah. I'm explaining to her.
Something she already had.
Something she got from her broker that she didn't even know how it worked because he had never explained it. She just said, I want something safe and I want some income. And he said, okay, here, do this annuity.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know.
And she didn't even know how it worked.
Right. A lot of people don't even know what they have. And how to use what they have. Because that's all, like you say this all the time, Tad, investments are nothing but tools. So if you don't really, if you've got a cool tool,
yeah.
if you've got some really awesome tool out there, but you don't know how to work it, what good is it? It's just going to sit in the garage and collect dust.
And that's what we do for people, right?
Right.
So I'm sitting down and I'm taking her existing stuff and I'm saying, listen, Vicky, if we don't work together, then here's what I would be doing with your existing stuff.
Yeah.
Here's how I'd be structuring it.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, that makes all the sense in the world. And she goes, she said, well, why wouldn't we work together? I said, well, I don't know. That's what we're trying to figure out. But when people come in, even if we don't work together,
right,
our heart is that we're really trying to help them figure this stuff out.
Insurance products are offered through the Insurance Business Freedom Financial Group. Freedom Financial Group is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Freedom Financial Group are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. Freedom Financial Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Freedom Financial Group.